Blog Talk Radio.
I'm on live. Hi everybody, this is Rihanna. I'm the host today for Blog Talk. VJ will be in the office a little bit, but I'll be your host. So just call in to number 347-215-9262. That number is 347-215-9262. You can Twitter it, Facebook it, or, you know, whatever you want, guys feel like want to do is necessary. Tonight is the support group. We ask everybody to come to support group tonight. It's from 5 to 7, free food, child care, and everything else. And it looks like we have a caller. Hello.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am doing great. I'm out here in Brooklyn Park. I just met with the chief of police out here in Brooklyn Park, and we had a great meeting, and I just couldn't get back in time. So, Bree, I want to thank you for holding it down for me. I appreciate that.
I'll try.
And who else is in the studio with you?
It's just me. Erica kicking out.
I did not.
Yeah, you did.
I'm hiding. BJ, I had a bad week last week.
She's hiding.
Okay. So Erica's there too?
Yes.
Well, I just want to thank you and Erica. She handled the last week. She filled in for us. It's not easy to do this type of work on the radio. And I want to thank all our callers and all the people that have been supporting the work we do. Blog Talk Radio has been a wonderful, wonderful venue for us. We have found there are so many people that want to hear about what we're doing, want to be involved in what we're doing. Matter of fact, you yourself, you met us on Franklin and Chicago at a time when you probably needed to hear something positive from somebody that would direct you, and look at you now. You're helping and making a difference. I just want to talk about a little bit about how that has impacted your life to be a part of Mad Dads, and what has it done for your life?
I mean, it's done a lot. I got a chance to meet with everybody in Minneapolis, even on, you know, Brooklyn Park and Brooklyn Center. I get a chance to actually live my dream job and be able to, you know, answering phone calls, make events, help do events, you know, type up papers, be a part of something that, you know, I always wanted to be part of. I mean, it's impacted me a lot, and, you know, it has boosted up my confidence to do anything I want to do now, you know, and, you know, in any kind of big, small business or big business or within an organization, a small organization or a big organization. I mean, it expand so much for me, and I'm very blessed and thankful to actually be part of this program.
Well, you know, so many times you look around, and you being a single mother, you look at single mothers, and they talk about how they struggle, and they talk about there's nobody to help them, but they also talk about they pick bad relationships. How have you been able to conquer, like, all those situations to kind of get to where you are right now? You know, you still got a lot of stuff you need to work on. I ain't trying to let everybody think you perfect. But how have you been able to conquer all those things that you've been struggling with and all those issues? How have you been able to conquer them?
Well, I mean, like you said, there's things I still need to work on, you know, personally with myself. But, I mean, as a single mother, you know, I don't go to the woe with me. I need help. I'm raising my baby by myself. I mean, there are programs and there are things out there for single mothers that can get the help that they need. They just need to get up and go look for it and go find them instead of, you know, asking everybody else for, you know, for the pity things. Instead of having people having pity on you, you need to get up, get out the house and go and look for resources that are out there. I mean, there's a lot of things out there. You just need to look for it. I mean, I can smell pretty much things are not good. I can smell it from a mile away, so that's why I eliminate it. I mean, it's a process of elimination. You need to cut off all the drama, all, you know, everything that you think that's not good for you, or you know it's not good for you, or you know it's going to hold you back. just cut it off, because at the end of the day, you are the person who's keeping yourself from doing the things that you want to do and accomplish your dreams and goals in your life. You are the person that's holding yourself back, nobody else.
Well, you know, I want to thank you for what you're doing, and I want to give a big shout-out to your mom. What is your mom's name? Let's give a shout-out to her.
My mom's name is Anessa Watkins. She's in Atlanta, so I wanted to thank her for, you know, being there for me and putting up with everything that I'm putting her through and helping me with my daughter and everything else, and I love her. Kisses.
Hey, I know that's right. And one of the things that we were talking about when it comes to parents and stuff like that is that she played a big, really huge role in your life. And I'm sure there was a time when you didn't listen to her. You know what I mean? You listened to her, but you really didn't act on what she was saying. And now, you know, you did a TV show with us, and you talked a lot about the things that your mama would say, the things that made sense, the things that made you do what you needed to do because mama said that was what's important. And you talked a lot about mama, and you know, and it's kind of interesting, and I want you to share with other young kids and teenage girls that ain't listening to their parents that you, what did it take for you to wake up and start listening to your mom?
After I had my daughter, that's what it took me to actually listen and realize that, you know, everything don't come to you. You need to come to it. That reality is real. It's not fake. It's not make-believe like you see on TV shows and, you know, the computers and stuff like that. I mean, after having a child, I thought it was just, you know, dress her up really cute and everything else. And it's not, that's not it. That's not the case. I mean, it was more to it than just taking your baby out to go shopping for clothes and stuff like that. I mean, there's more to it. Because I didn't listen to her, I mean, everything wrong came to me, did come to me because I didn't listen to her. And now that, you know, I wising up and I actually listened to her, opened my ears and actually listened to her, you know, everything is becoming to fall into place now. And so, I mean, for those who have mom, cherish her because you only get one mom in life. And then after that, once your mom is gone, there's no replacement. You can't go out and say that, oh, that's my mom, or, you know, that's my pretend mom. You only have one good mother, and whatever, I mean, don't matter what happens, I mean, cherish the moments that you have with your mom, because once she's gone, she's gone. There's no going back. There's no replacement, and only a mother can cherish and hold and nurture a child more than a father. So I advise everybody, I mean, if you have a problem with your mom or you haven't talked to your mom and it's been a while, give your mom a call and let her know I love you, or, you know, if you have a problem or you need advice, give your mom a call and let her know, because at the end of the day, she's the one who's been through everything you have, and you still have need to things learn about and experience. So,
and see, what you just said is one of the reasons why so many kids even get pregnant, go into crime, start to do negative things, is because they don't believe that their mom knows what they're talking about. They don't believe that what they're saying makes sense, or they don't believe that they should even listen to them. But you're absolutely right. They have to. You've got to listen to your parents and listen to your elders. I was just asking a young lady that was sitting in the Brooklyn Park Police Department, and she was cussing, and we had these dignitaries. I just met with six of the prominent Liberian officials, and we were talking about community stuff, and she just started cussing, you know, about mm-hmm. this and that. You know, and it just, I felt so bad for her. And one of the guys said, I'm glad she walked out, because she was cussing as she was walking out on her cell phone. And he said, I'm glad she walked out, because it was just hurting my ears to hear her talk like that. And I just thought, who brought her up? Who trained her to talk like that? Who, you know, because I know the respect. If I'm going to get mad at somebody, or I'm going to leave so they don't have to hear that. But all those things are what parents do. And that's why we have that support group that we meet every Tuesday and Thursday. And I want you guys to come tonight at 5 o'clock, daycare, food, and all that. That support group teaches you how to be a good person, teaches you how to be a good woman, teaches you how to be a good man. You know, a lot of us, we have sex, we have babies, but we ain't ready for a relationship. We're nowhere near ready for a relationship. We were talking to Erica, and we were talking the other day about being stubborn. Like, nobody can tell you what to do. You know everything. And, you know, you don't know everything. You need people to tell you what to do. And what I told that young lady in that police department, you know what I told her? I said, who mentors you? And she said, don't nobody mentor me. I don't need nobody to mentor me. And I said, you know why you need somebody to mentor you? And she said, why? I said, because you can never be successful unless you have somebody help you and teach you. I don't know anybody that is successful that does not have a mentor, that does not have someone teaching them how to do what they need to do. And she looked at me and she said, wow, that makes sense. She took my card, and maybe I can help her and give her some advice on what to do next. But I know for sure that you must have a mentor, somebody to take you to the next level, somebody to build you and make you the best that you can be.
You do. But it looks like we have a caller, VJ.
Well, that's great.
5270, you're on the air. Hello?
I think you have to put me on hold and then put them on.
Okay, hold on. All right. Hello? 5270? Hello? Hello? You're on the air. I guess not. Well, we'll put VJ back on. Looks like that person didn't want to talk, VJ.
Well, does that little yellow thing come up under their number? They need to push one, and that means that they want to be on. If they push one, that little yellow thing will come up under their number, like you see under mine. Once again, you're listening to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dad, and I'm just really excited that I can be with you today. I want to thank Bree for locking this down for me. And I want to, you know, if we can we get Erica over there? I got a couple of questions I want to ask her because I'd like to get her on the show because there's just a couple of things I want to ask her. Can we get her over there?
Erica? She is right here. She is right here.
Okay. Hey, I want to thank you for helping out last week. The question I have for you is that, you know, in relationships, we sometimes get in relationships not knowing how much work it takes. You were very honest about something, and I want you to be able to help others, but what is it that makes a person so stubborn that they don't want to give in to what's right? What is it, and what advice can you give to people out there that are parents, that have kids, that are in relationships, but they're just stubborn? What advice do you give to a person?
Stop being stubborn. You want my truth, VJ? My truth is that I'm so stubborn I don't want to let my mama be right now. That's my problem. I do not want my mom to be right, and I don't want my other half to be right. I want to be the right one.
You can't always be right in every situation because at the end of the day, you're going to have to suck it up. Let them know that they're right and you're wrong. I mean, and that's in with any relationship. I mean, it's all about compromise and it's all about understanding each other's vows and, you know, morals. It's about if you have an argument, then you two come to agreement and sit down and talk about it. And if one person is right and one person is wrong, then either he or she needs to be the bigger man or the bigger woman and admit to that and, you know, try to move on with it or, you know, try to talk it out or maybe if it doesn't help out within that situation, then maybe you guys need to get counseling.
I agree with you on that one. And my mom is always my biggest advocate. I love my mom to death, but my mom is a big I told you so person. So,
well, you know, let me share something with you. Thank you, Erica. The only reason why I wanted you to share that is because somebody hopefully that's listening to the show is being stubborn. And somebody stubborn, when you're stubborn, not only does it impact you personally, but it impacts the kids and it impacts the family. And what I found out is that if you sometimes let go of your stubbornness and just give in to what's right, because I believe that God shows us what's right, you know, and when we know what's right, it doesn't matter whether we want to do it or not, but if it's just right, if it's just the right thing to do, then do it. And then, you know, there's been many times in Mad Dads when I've had to look at my staff and they say, you know, DJs, I don't think that was right. And, you know, I had to say, you're right, I'm sorry. You know, for once, I was wrong. You know, I don't like to be wrong very often. You know, because I really work hard and doing things right. But when I am wrong, I don't have a problem saying, you know, I was wrong. And I think that's what makes a real leader. Real leaders will be the first to say they're wrong. Matter of fact, when somebody does something wrong in my office, first thing I ask is, what did I not? When Bree does something wrong, I don't say, you did something wrong. But what I say is, what did I not do to train her to be able to do it right? And I think you need to, I think we need to take a hard look at, we need to take a hard look at, why are you laughing?
Because that's like, you just put me out on Front Street like that. That's like, that was not cool.
But it's the, I can I be honest?
I mean, yeah, you can be honest. There are times when I am wrong, but God, man.
But there's a lot of times, when you're right, and there's some times when I'm wrong, too. And my point I'm making is that leaders don't have a problem, whether you're a leader of your family or you're a leader in this community or you're a leader in your relationship. A true leader will suck up their pride and just say, I'm wrong. And so, Erica, I wanted to have this conversation, which you just share with people, that, look, hey, I'm in a relationship and some things I do wrong and I'm stubborn and I don't want people to be right. And that was a good, honest opinion. And I know that you're going to work it out, because we're going to be here to support you and to help you work it out. Because you got some beautiful kids that need you to be there, to need you to be healthy, and to need you to do the right thing. And I know in your heart that's what you want. But sometimes you have to let go of the things that you, that pride thing. Sometimes it destroys people. I've seen people go straight into depression, even to suicide, because of their pride wouldn't let them say, I failed. Help me not fail. And people want to see you succeed. We want to see you succeed. We want to see you be a success. And I know Bree wants to see you be a success. And our listeners want to see you be successful, too. Listen, I want to remind everybody, Tuesday night is our support group tonight. Come on out. See what we're doing. If you need something from our office, feel free to call our office. What's the number they need to call, Bree?
It's 612-822-0802. That number again is 612-822-0802.
And while we're still talking, I'd like to talk a little bit just about some of the things that are happening right now that are real important. And you've been getting phone calls if you're a listener and you're listening. If you signed up with North Point, we've been working with North Point, and why don't you talk a little bit about what we're trying to do with North Point and some of the calls that you've been making. Let's talk about some of the responses you've been getting with those calls you've been making to North Point, with the clients that come to North Point.
Well, North Point's got the Mayo Clinic open every Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m., and it's a first-come, first-served type thing. They do blood pressure, height and weight checks. They do STD testing, HIV testing, dental health, and mental health. And they'll help you sign up with get medical insurance also. A lot of the people that I've been calling, some of them hang up on me. A lot of people are real appreciative of the information. A lot of people didn't give their number either. People that I do talk to, they all seem, you know, grateful for it. So hopefully we'll have a good turnout.
Well, I hope so, too, and I'm sure we will. You know, one of the things is that when people are hurting, they really don't, they're scared, they're afraid. It's just like the situation you're dealing with pride. When people are hurting mentally and physically, sometimes they don't want to give their number out because they're afraid. They're afraid of what might happen. So it's important for us to know that we help them the best way we can. And when we call and people hang up, they hang up because now they figure, oh, my God, this is for real. So many times people say they're going to do something. And one good thing about Mad Dads is that when we say we're going to call you, we call you. And we don't play. So when we do call you, they're like, man, these people really called me. I didn't think anybody cared. But, no, we cared and we called because we wanted to make sure that we stick to our word and we do what we say we're going to do. And so,
and we keep on calling.
That's right. And we keep on calling. And thank you, Erica. And we're going to have to talk to the outreach guys about bringing forms with no numbers. That does not make sense. You know, unless they have an email address, then you can email them a message. But they need one of the two. We can't call them. Maybe you should think about if they have an email address, emailing them. But let's talk also a little bit about what we're doing and how the calls are going with the referral system, with the Fathering Project and volunteering and all that. And Bree, you want to talk about that?
Yeah. Well, what we do is when our outreach team goes out to you guys and you guys fill out the form, you check whatever box you need to be checked out. And for volunteers and for mentors, I'm the one who will be handling all this stuff. So I'm the one who's giving you the call asking to volunteer and asking if you want to volunteer with Mad Dads or if you want to be part of the Big Brother Big Sister program or, you know, if you want to just be part of just any type of mentoring program. You know, I keep a nice little file and list of everything in my computer system. I do call you guys back. If you decide want to volunteer with Mad Dads, I do give you guys a call so then you can be able to enjoy being, you know, enjoy with us and be able to experience some of the things that we get a chance to experience, you know, while we do our, you know, community, when we go out there to community and we do, you know, do our projects or we do our, you know, events with the community and everything. And, you know, I just want to say thank you to all the previous mentors who's been coming out with us and volunteers who's been coming on when I call and been part of the, you know, part of our, you know, events because it takes a lot. And it takes a lot of time and effort and a big commitment to say that you guys want to volunteer with us. So I just want to say thank you to everybody who has been volunteering with us. And, you know, I'm the one who's making calls and asking if you're going to come out, you know, to be part of our event or not. So, I mean, just keep that in mind. I mean, I don't discriminate nobody. I call everybody who I think, you know, will be best fit for the program, or I just call everybody so then everybody get a chance to be part of it. You know, Mad Dance is, you know, all about giving everybody a chance. So, you know, you can't go wrong with me telling you no, because I'm going to tell you yes at the end of the day. So if you want to volunteer, just check that box that says volunteer or mentor, just check that box. And I'll be the one giving you a call and setting that up so I can give you training and orientation for a volunteer and mentors.
Well, that sounds great, and that's important work that you're doing, I think, both of you ladies. How much time do we have left on the show?
We have 6 minutes left. So if you guys want to call in, the number is 347-215-9262. Again, that number is 347-215-9262, and I'm co-host Brianna.
Okay, and I think what has happened is that I wasn't able to. I was trying to put the number in on my phone and send it out through Facebook, and I think I was unable to do that, so we probably won't get as many calls. But they will go back and listen to the show. This has been a great opportunity for you guys to get to know some of the people that work with us. Erica and Bree, they both come through Tree Trust. We want to give a big ups to Tree Trust. Thank you, Tree Trust, for providing quality people to come and help us in our work. Do one of you want to talk about what Tree Trust is real quickly?
Yeah, Tree Trust is part of Hennepin County. It helps, you know, for people who have pretty much, if you have medical assistance or anything, that type of any type of assistance, Tree Trust do help you out finding, you know, temporary jobs for, you know, for the week. As you can see, me and her is through Tree Trust, so, you know, we chose Mad Dads as being one of them. I mean, if you have areas in office work or, you know, just cleaning or, you know, anything like that, you know, Tree Trust is the one that will, you know, help you set up to be part of this program or any other program that you want to be set up to. And you can actually go to their website and look them up. But, you know, Tree Trust do help you out if you're just looking for a temporary job or, you know, trying to get your foot in the door and you want to, you know, put more, you know, more underneath your foot and cushion.
So thank you, Tree Trust. And Erica, how has coming here really benefited you through Tree Trust and Mad Dads? How's it helped you?
Oh, VJ, I could talk for about a half hour about that one.
You only got 4 minutes.
I know. Okay, I'm going to hurry up. Starting with the Monday morning meeting, my first day, it opened my eyes. I loved it. Every day when I leave here, I feel refreshed. I feel happy. I feel in a good mood. I want to help people. I was telling somebody, I think it might have been you, Bree. I don't know. I left the other day a couple weeks ago, and some guy had dropped all his fruit on the sidewalk, and I just was listening to my music, bebopping along. I helped him pick his fruit up. Felt good. Looked like a little movie. Everything. It was, I don't know, I feel like I've changed just in these past couple weeks inside. I feel good volunteering and helping you guys out.
Well, and we feel good having you be a part, because one of the things that we do, and we do well, is give people a chance to open up to who they really are. So many times people are so phony, they make it look like everything's going great. But one of the things you know, both of you guys know, everybody in our office, you know something about them. And you know something about how they struggle and their issues. No, there's nobody in the Mad Dad's office that is perfect. There's nobody that pretends to be perfect. Everybody talks about their issues, and everybody shares. And you can do the same, too, by showing up Tuesday tonight at 5 o'clock at 3023 4th Avenue South. We'd love to have you. Love to have you be a part of that. And so why don't we just, how much time we got left?
2 minutes and 45 seconds.
Okay, well, why don't each of you take a minute to close out and say a couple of things?
Remarks about the group?
Just your closing remarks about anything you want to say.
I don't know.
Stay positive. Do good for other people. Everybody do one thing good for somebody every day, and you'll feel good.
And stay out of trouble and stay out the streets. If it ain't up to positive, just stay your butt at home.
And I like that. I like that. That's important stuff. It's good information. And if you just use those two tools, if you do something good for everybody that you see, you'll truly be blessed. And if you ain't got nothing positive to do, then do stay at home, because otherwise you might end up in jail, or you might end up incarcerated, or you might end up dead, or you might end up getting jumped on, because negative attracts negative, and we're about doing things positive. So we want to thank you on behalf of Mad Dads and the whole team at the office, and I'm from Brooklyn Park right now. I'm thanking you. God bless you all. Stay close to God, because he's the main thing in my life that has helped me. And remember, if you got diabetes, you better eat right. You know, don't be eating all that junk food, but I know you will get sick and you could possibly die. So take care of yourself. Exercise every day. I got my exercise on today. I feel good. I took my medication. You do the same thing. God bless you. Reach for the moon. If you only catch a star, at least you're getting close. God bless you.